all type of the, you know, pattern of the termites, alias can develop, survive in the different type of the mulch. And here, the A type is a best one substrate for the alias to develop their insignificant colony. They have the highest colony size and the highest survivorship. And the B is a little moderate in that range. And the lowest is a C pattern. And the rest of this, you know, brown color of the circle. And so we consider that in a use that, you know, select a different mulch type, like here is six different mulch type as our substrate. And then we try to employ that, you know, mechanism as a biological control agent, treat of the different, you know, mulch and use a C. Soak that, you know, the mulch substrate in a different, you know, concentration of the Canadian. After that, we set up the two, the one apparatus that have the left side and the right side one is the control, one is the treatment. And the center side of a release chamber, you know, 100 termites, foreigners.
Studies are done in rock.
Leaving foreigners as a proportion, foreigners on the mulch be treated by the mechanism is kind of low. It's a, you know, 20% or something like that. Yeah. So whatever that seems might be, tell you some repellency in there. And if you check that, you know, different, you know, variety of the mulch substrate, you can see some significant difference presented there. That, you know, some is a little bit attracted, you know, termites as a favorite to the food substrate. Some is down, you know, but I always say it's you know, lower than, you know, 8% of the total, you know, foragers on that, you know, much be treated by mechanism. Let's check out the termites mortality. You know, termites will be easily attacked by this, you know, mechanism. That's the early stage left, this, you know, cadavers, you know, foreigners, the right side is a later stage, and eventually there grew up a lot of the, you know, Canadia spore generated from their surface or body. Well, that is, let's check that, you know, statistically a little bit analysis. As a mulch, you know, factor is very significant, and the doses too. And the day also significant, along with the time, is more and more termites be added to the mortality, added to the you know, the data of the day, you know, termites. And let's check the different data. So for example, it's 7 days after, you know, termites released to the apparatus, so we test it. And you can see that along with the, you know, concentration we apply, the mortality going high. And the variety of the mulches is a little bit different. And as you go next, you know, this final days, well, 20 days after release, we can check this, you know, graph out there with the mortality. And significant, you know, the mortality, you know, like the 10-fifths of this concentration. And obviously, you know, termites is susceptible to this, you know, biological agent. Well, we are check out the only the termites cadaver. That's the dietary reason it came from this, you know, fungal control agent. So that is the kind of thing. Along with the concentration growth, that over the 10-fifths is significant, more than 65 of the average of the total termites, you know, died from the mechanism. You know, it's it goes 10 to the 6 is you know, almost 80% over. So that's obviously, you know, that, you know, use that, you know, over 10 to the 6, this concentration, and treated the mulch substrate were significantly, you know, killed the any foreigners over there. So mulch consumption, we check the termites, how they eat that. And we have the left side chamber and the right side chamber. One is, you know, served to control, one is served to the chamber. It's a treatment chamber, so termites have the options on which one they like to eat most, you know. So that you can see that by the, you know, different concentration of the mechanism we applying it onto the mulch substrate, and you can see significant difference, you know, in the control chamber and the treatment chamber. Yeah, so that means, you know, along with concentration increased, that is the consumption rate is decreased. Well, if we can build the one relative index used numerator as a food consumption in the treatment chamber and a food consumption in the control chamber as a denominator, we can see a relative of this, you know, comparison of this, you know, control chamber and the treatment chamber, and what this mulch substrate they prefer. If they're equal to one, that's in the index, that means that they're equal almost. There's no significant, you know, preference between that control and the treatment. So that, you know, so if less one, that's a significant less of the food consumption in treatment chamber. So you can see that with the different concentration we apply, so that's a significant reduce of this index of the thermized food consumption. And this is by that different variety of the modules that have no significant difference. But overall say there's a lower than yes, just a 0.5% of the food to be consumed by just in the treatment chamber. Well, some important finding in this research, and foreigners we significantly repelled by this, you know, fungal treated mulch substrate, and pretty much just less 20% of the foreigners can check it out in that, you know, treated mulch. And the second is after that, almost 4 weeks later, is 99% of the termites be killed by this treated fungus substrate. And the third one is a 34 to 71% in the reduction of the food consumption when you treated the mulch. And the last, and the fourth one is a result indicates that, you know, repellence and virulence of the mechanism could potentially, you know, reduce the, you know, suitability of this, you know, treated mulches as a habitat for Formosan termite. Another one is I think the soil-borne nature of this mechanism, the fungal agent, could be potentially and applying to the mulch as a soil-borne, so they can, you know, just their initial home, so they can persist in this as a long while. So last one, I tried to talk about a little bit this use of biological as a cultural control. In the future, we can develop use this biologically based cultural control, created undesirable environment for the Formosan termites to prevent the future spreading, local spreading, even the long distance spreading. So mulch, you know, substrate treated with you know, pathogenic fungi like this mechanism is an undesirable environment we create. That means we can, you know, have that potentially biological based cultural control, this technology in the future available. So thank you.
Growth and development of some of the bacteria, and recently one experiment by Weston and his colleagues found that M. tyrosine inhibited the growth and development of the some of the weedy species, and they termed it as a potential bioherbicide or green strategy. So we are interested to find out the effects of this amino acid, especially on termites, and set the objectives to find out effects on feeding and survival. We conducted both no choice test and the choice test in this experiment. The no choice test consists of four different doses of amphotericin with control as water treated control. The experimental arena consists of simply petri dishes with filter paper in on it, which consists of 20 gram of sand and 2 ml of water. And the filter paper is treated with 270 microliter of treatment solutions. And we introduced 22 termites at the rate of 10% soldiers. And the experiment was conducted in 6 replications. The experimental arena looks like that, you know, where the petri dishes are placed inside a humidity chamber to maintain relative humidity, and covered with aluminum foil to make it dark and facilitate foraging, and kept on an undisturbed place in the laboratory at 24 plus minus 1 degree Celsius. And we recorded feeding and mortality rate at regular intervals, and then at the end of the experiment, we recorded survival or mortality of the termites and the filter paper consumption. The result, we found that the consumption of filter paper was significantly low on the filter paper treated with 0.05 molar of amphotericin. Though the filter paper consumption was low in other cases, other doses of amphotericin also, but the difference was not significantly higher compared to Chen and Henderson. They found that some amino acids were attractive, like D-aspartic acid, L-glutamic acid, and other amino acids like glycine, L-methionine, leucine, alanine, they were neutral on termites feeding. However, the D-aspartic acid, when continuously fed for more than 30 days, then it recorded some toxic effects on the same termites. Not only in this Formosan termites, some amino acids like proline and aspartic acid also attracted to Neotermis bossi also. But this amphotericin, the effect of this amphotericin is seemed quite completely different compared to these amino acids. So in conclusion, we can say that M-tyrosine is a feeding deterrent and acts as a stomach poison to these Formosan subterranean termites, and it has a practical significance as a promising wood preservative. Yeah, I'd like to extend my sincere thanks to my colleagues, Entomology Department and LSU Ag Center, Louisiana State University. Thank you.
I do want to say thank you to Dr. Gold and the unit at Texas A&M and the folks that helped us, and then the fine folks at the ABC Pest and Lawn Services. One other note, too, this project did start in the late 90s with Rome Polonc when they had the pending Termidor label and the research going on, and it's lived through, this project has to go through, what, 4 mergers, which is better than all the employees have done in those time frames. A little bit about Termidor, we've heard a little bit about it. Of course, the active ingredient is fipronil. We were looking at residential structure treatments with active, with activity being there at the time of treatment, and looking also at the efficacy of these treatments over time as well as initially, and then taking soil samples and analyzing those for residues. And at the end, of course, we'll go, if we have time, we'll have a little bit of questions. Fipronil belongs to a classic chemistry known as the phenylpyrazoles. The family itself are called the fiprols, and Jody talked about metabolites. They will be considered as part of the fiprol family. Some of the statistics, and you know, this is kind of neat, just